MNN Sports. I'm Kevin Faulmus. Last night at Williams Arena, the Gophers took the Badgers to the wire, but still fell short as Wisconsin hit a three at the buzzer. That's a tough pill to swallow for Gopher head coach Nico Medved.
It's a gut punch, you know, and I thought, you know, again, we showed a little bit there, finding a way to give ourselves a chance there, you know, down the stretch. And, you know, kid had a great game. I mean, he's a great player for a reason. You know, he's an all Big Ten kind of guy. And I thought he, you know, Blackwell did it on both ends tonight. It was really, really hard to stop. And he made a huge shot, you know, and a lot of positives tonight. I mean, clearly at the end of the day, the game came down in the second half. We just could not find a way to string together enough stops to get the job done.
The Gophers are at Illinois on Saturday morning. The Timberwolves, however, routed the Bucks last night in Milwaukee, despite no Anthony Edwards or Rudy Gobert.
Phenomenal effort by our guys. I mean, the pace that we played with, the physicality that we play with, quickness of decision making, super sharp all over the place. Game plan was executed at a high level. I mean, Julius was awesome, setting the tone again on Giannis. Everybody was really, really good. But yeah, just, you know, kind of found an early groove and on offense and never really let up.
That's Wolves head coach Chris Finch. The Vikings held their end of season press conference on Tuesday. Kevin O'Connell made no bones about it. They want Brian Flores back as their defensive coordinator.
We've been really aggressive, and Flo knows exactly how we feel about him. But at the same time, want to be really supportive. I'm really excited for him. I think he's going to for sure talk to one team about their head coach position. Would not be surprised at all if it ends up being multiple. I think he's more than deserving. Everything he's brought to our organization over these last 3 years.
Kevin Faulmus, MNN Sports.